A solid waste proposal won't go to Haines residents on the October ballot, and a sinkhole created by failing culvert on Haines Front Street. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. Haines drivers may have noticed a few new obstacles in their path while driving along the harbor. A section of Front Street has been closed due to a failing culvert creating a sinkhole. A makeshift detour through the harbor parking lot has been laid out to bypass the affected area. At a meeting last week, the borough contracted Southeast Road Builders to replace the failing culverts beneath Front Street and the west end of Clinkett Park. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says the culverts running under Front Street and Clinkett Park are old and failing. The metal is getting rusty and holes are starting to form.
Some of that is due to the root structure from the trees and stuff sticking through. We ran a camera down there and you can see roots poking through the culvert.
One failing culvert runs from a storm drain near the top of the northern stairs entering Clinkett Park to the newly installed catch basin in the harbor parking lot. On the west side of Front Street, the catch basin that ties the culverts together is failing as well. The culverts are now undermining stability beneath the asphalt, causing a sinkhole to form. They will need to be replaced. Ryan says the borough closed a portion of the road after a recent heavy rain.
Our concern is, we don't know, but we're concerned that there's material missing under the main roadbed, and we just don't want a vehicle to go across and then fall into the culvert. And this culvert's failed to the degree that, you know, it's just pulling material all the time out of there, and every time we dig it up to monitor it, we do more damage to the culvert, and so we don't want to do that either.
The culvert replacement project will require demolition of the stairs accessing Clinkett Park and removal of part of the asphalt and sidewalk on Front Street. At a borough assembly meeting last week, Southeast Road Builders was contracted to carry out the job. It was the only company to put in a bid for the contract. The borough agreed to pay up to $162,000 for the project. According to the contract, the culverts and catch basins will need to be replaced by October 31st. Ryan says afterwards, a gravel passage will be used for the road and sidewalk. In the spring, the crew will return to pave the road, replace the sidewalk, and rebuild the stairs to Clinkett Park. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Haines residents will not be asked whether they want to see a sales tax increase to pay for management of a solid waste program on the ballot this October. An ordinance that would have made way for the question was squashed by the assembly last week. The borough has been trying to figure out if there's a better way to deal with solid waste for a long time. Most recently, in 2016, a solid waste working group set out to come up with recommendations. They brought their ideas to the assembly last October. Borough staff worked with those ideas and came up with a framework for a potential plan, though it does vary from the recommendations. And that's what's laid out in the ordinance, a legal framework that makes way for an operational plan. The operational plan has not yet been determined. Melissa Aronson chairs the board of Haines Friends of Recycling and was on the solid waste working group. She told the assembly she feels the proposed ordinance was rushed to get a question on the ballot this year.
Like many in the room, I'd like to see Haines find a solution to the management of our solid waste. But let's move forward in a way that's effective, that has clear goals, that eliminates or at least decreases littering, that incentivizes recycling and waste reduction, and that supports what's currently working well.
She asked the assembly to delay the ordinance for 1 year. And she suggested using that year for public education on recycling and composting. Aronson said that time should also be spent developing a clearly articulated 5-year goal and plan of action. Some assembly members were critical of the ordinance as well. Tom Morfitt said they should slow down and look at different possibilities for moving forward.
I think baby steps are best here, and we can take some of those steps without increasing sales tax. We're advancing this ordinance at this time.
Assemblyman Tresham Gregg moved to postpone the ordinance indefinitely.
I don't think it's such a crisis at the moment that we absolutely have to have this on this October ballot. I think it's worth pursuing as a government. I think that, you know, like the details need to be forthcoming so that when we do bring it to a vote of the people, that it won't be shot down.
That motion failed, and so did one to postpone the ordinance to the next assembly meeting. A sales tax was proposed to pay for the new system. Sean Mady reminded the assembly that if it were to go to voters, that's what they would be asked about.
I think that the main question is how, if we are going to have a plan, will it be funded? And the main question is this sales tax an idea? And whether I'm for the sales tax or against it is a complete moot point. It's up to the voters to tell us if that's what they want.
Assemblymember Heather Lendy made one last attempt to keep the ordinance alive, moving to adopt it. Lendy said she was not in favor of postponing the issue.
I applaud the staff for this. I think it's been a long time coming.
But Brenda Josephson said she would vote against it, especially given the testimony from those opposed to it.
We've got the major players who are here speaking, and they don't support this. There needs to be time for them to come together and work on this.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said if the assembly wants to move forward with a plan in some other way, she needs more direction on what that would look like. The assembly voted 3-3 to adopt the ordinance. The mayor was not at the meeting to break the tie vote, so the motion failed. That means the question of whether to levy up to a 1% area-wide sales tax to fund a solid waste management program will not appear on the October ballot. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.